Excuse me. Sorry. Do you speak English?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh. My car's broken down, and I wondered if you could tell me where to find a garage.
Yeah, well, you know, that's wasted on me. I don't understand what you're saying.
You don't speak any English at all?
Not a word, no. It's one of those things, really. I wish I paid more attention in school, but, Excuse me. Sorry. Do you speak any English?
English? No. What's the problem?
I don't know. I can't understand that.
Hi. My car's broken down, and I need to find a garage.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that at all.
All right. Well, thanks.
Tell you what, if you go down that way, about half a mile, there's a village. There might be somebody there that speaks English.
Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Deutsch, nein. Sprichst du Deutsch?
Deutsch? Nein. Nur ein oder zwei Wörter, aber ich bin nicht fließend.
I'm sorry, could you more help?
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, you never know. Next time you're over, maybe we'll have learned a bit of English for you.
Yeah, oder Deutsch vielleicht.
Ja, das wäre toll.
Thanks, Emma.
I can speak English.
So can I.
Kids, I want you all to clap your hands if you believe that Foggy exists. Clap. Come on, everybody out there, put your hands together and clap. I believe. And I believe.
Yippee. After the show.
I'm entering a code red.
Wake up in the morning and find life next to you in bed, and she doesn't stay for breakfast 'cause she's messing with your head. And when life won't return your phone calls and she keeps putting you on hold, and she returns the gifts you bought her, all those trinkets made of gold. And when the grass is the ceiling and the floor is the sky, and she's breaking your heart and you don't. When she spits in your face and busts your soul in two, well, you're gonna wanna leave her, but here's what you're gonna do. Here's what you're gonna do.
You just tell yourself she's a bitch, but I love her. Life's a bitch, but I love her. Crazy bitch, but I love her.
Mouse clicking. I'm talking about any sounds I hear.
Well, yeah, I have to click to get my pull my stories up.
But see, that doesn't jibe with me because it's I hear it during like sound clips.
Are you constantly looking for
like when we're listening to
news clips while we're doing the
film
show
trailers or something? You don't do it during trailers or anything.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
No, I just sit, usually I lean back in my chair and cross my arms and I stare at the screen like I'm doing right now.
Interesting.
Who wants a body massage?
Body massage!
Pork chop sandwiches!
We need to grab
clips from those G.I. Joe things.
Oh, it's hilarious, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? Get the fuck off my lawn!
What are you little wankers doing?
Are those on YouTube?
Yes.
www.ebombsworld.com/gijoe.html.
My favorite one is the one where they're on. Remember when they try to go on the thin ice? That's the best one.
Yeah, that's the one that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Pork chop sandwiches. Go, oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go, get the fuck out of here, you idiot. Fuck, we're all dead. Get the fuck out.
My God, did that smell good.
Detective, there's no going and you tell me do things. I done running.
This is a long. Here's my favorite one.
That one there's the penis pump.
That's no fair.
Now I'm totally going so fast. Oh, fuck!
What the fuck are you kids doing on my fucking lawn? And don't look at me when I'm fucking talking to you.
To you.
Help
get
me.
That kid off my eyes, you little wankers.
Give him the stick.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
That's my favorite. Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick.
You like it. You love it. You need it. Huh? I'm out. Okay, I guess I'll go solo off the swimming now.
I've never seen this one.
Oh, God. Who's that? Are you in the army? If I had been in that water, dead. It's like all I am. Bye.
Have you ever seen that one?
Which
is
one
that
is
the
it?
Fire alarm one?
No, that's the guy who's in the aqua suit with the bubble helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Two kids Deep swimming
six.
And it starts to rain.
What's his
yeah, name? Yeah, I've seen that one. Deep Six.
Deep Six, that's that guy's name. Where's the body massage one? That's my favorite.
That's the one on the bottom on the left, the black
yeah, I
kid.
Like that one. Oh, they, Oh, sorry.
Aim of our girl!
What the fuck was that?
The Indian one.
I want someone to take me to the hospital.
You show up okay?
Hey, what is that? I heard me.
Nice catch, Blanco Nino.
He tackles him at the end. Blanco Nino.
Oh man, check out that thing, eh?
What do you want to do with it?
Let's launch over it.
Let's launch over it.
Who wants the body massage?
Home, home,
what did you just say to us?
Is the body massage machine gone?
What the hell?
Body massage.
Body massage. Nice. They would always go like, roadblock! Like, he'd walk up.
Yeah, Deep Six!
Barbecue! All of that. You can get the fuck out of here! We're all gonna die!
G.I. Joe went downhill whenever they got involved with the WWF.
Yeah.
Well, anytime they got, when they got Serpentor, that's when it went downhill.
No, they, oh, yeah. Man. And they had, Sergeant Slaughter, and they had the Refrigerator Perry. It's like, what the fuck is going on this show? All right, here we go. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I bumped my elbow, the funny bone. Ow. It's not so funny.
Grimlock Smash.
Hi, can I help you? Just kidding.
Watch out, Greedo. It's Beavis and Butthead.
Aren't you supposed to be somewhere or something?
We're not here looking for trouble, just some answers.
No shoes, no shirt, no service, dude.
Spatula. Cool, butthead, you broke it.
What happened? Hey, I'm tied to a chair. Maybe I can get loose.
Don't even try, Mick. I've been awake for about 20 minutes, and I still can't get free. These ropes are tight.
Look, behind the counter. It looks like you and those henchmen are talking to someone. Oh, no.
I don't think he's gonna pay us, butthead.
Why are you here?
Hey, is there something we're supposed to do?
Get off my case, hippie!
You do nothing that I say.
Are you threatening me?
I sense much fear in you.
Kick him in the nads, Beavis.
Fart knocker.
Get down, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking to bust out of here.
Cover this interview is. If you only knew the power of the dark side. You have learned much, young one. Most impressive. I find your lack of faith disturbing. Don't make me destroy you.
Bang Ladesh.
All right, in Florida, a small black object that was found in the hatch to the
that
bottom
is so racist.
Small black child.
I tell you. Hold on, I got. Sorry, I think I'm getting sick.
Vanessa, please don't cough while on the show. Hold it till the show's over.
Oh, I have that tickling feeling.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
All right, in Florida, a small black object that was found attached to the bottom of a woman's...
Is it like a... Okay, go ahead.
Can I do this?
Yes. Sorry, we're very immature.
Please, start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah. Start over.
All right, in Florida, an object that was found attached to the...
Hey!
Bottom... Oh, my God. I'm skipping the story. Vanessa. God.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just moving on to the next one.
No, please.
No, we want to hear
do
about
it.
The small black object.
In Florida, an object that was found attached to the bottom of a woman's Jeep and prompted an attack.
You edited it! You cut up the black object part! I love it!
I always do. I never read straight off.
Huh?
I never read straight off.
What are you talking... No, you said, like, three times a small black object, and then the fourth time you said... An object. You left out the black part because that's what
Who
was.
Who cares? All right, fuck it. I'm going to the next story.
Does it involve black things?
Okay, Vanessa. Next story. What do you got for us? You can go ahead and do the story. I just laughed because you kept saying a small black object, and then you said an object, and I laughed out loud at that. I'm sorry. Just go ahead and do
the story. What were you guys laughing about the first time, though? What was funny?
A small black object. We kept
just
laughing.
Just the way it came off.
Why is
you know,
that
you
funny?
Said a small black, and I thought you were going to say a small black child. And I just thought
we were just laughing at small black. I don't know why. Just you can go ahead and read it, Vanessa. I'm sorry. It's just, okay. The reason I laughed the last time when I was trying not to laugh is because you didn't say it.
You didn't say it
the
same.
Oh, I always, you hear me do that a lot. I don't, I don't say a lot of the people's names or whatever because it just rambles sometimes.
What?
No, some of the news stories I'll go into too much detail, so it's a lot of detail. It's not.
No, but I'm saying you had already said it 3 times.
You guys kept throwing me off. You kept interrupting me.
I know. Okay, go ahead and say it. You're confusing me.
All right, in Florida, an object that was found.
God damn it! I didn't know you were going to start right then. Go ahead. I'm putting my mic up. Steven, sit up. I can hear you snoring.
Is that what that is?
No.
All right. It's not like a saw.
No, it's when you tilt your head down, we can hear it. Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
All right, in Florida, a small black object that was found attached to the bottom of a woman's Jeep and prompted an evacuation of a 3-square-block area on Friday wasn't a bomb after all. It was a tracking device planted by the woman's husband. A temporary shelter was set up at the Queen of Peace Church to house the 45 people who had been evacuated, while authorities investigated for over 2 hours. After learning the woman and her husband were going through a divorce, detectives learned that the woman's husband had hired a private investigator. He had admitted to attaching the tracking device to the woman's Jeep. Bomb technicians had to use a robot to confirm that it was indeed a global positioning device.
Robot? Why does everyone have to make this a racist subject?
Yeah.
Steven is my name.
I'm a black girl.
Mm-hmm. All my life.
I was watching, I turned on TV yesterday, I was watching, it was like early morning, I guess, and Megan Mullally show. It's terrible, but they had the guy on there from Desperate Housewives. He's supposed to be, I guess he just got through shooting a film, I think it was with Chris Kattan. It's a zombie western. Obviously it's a comedy. And I don't know why it would be Chris Kattan, but there's, I don't know if it's Chris Kattan or not, but I mean, I know it's a Saturday Night Live guy, so, it's called Wanted Undead or Alive. Yeah, that was the only thing good I got out of Megan Mullally.
Out of what?
I was watching I watched some of it just like for a few minutes, and they had the dude
we know you watched the whole thing.
What is it?
No, because I was.
I still don't know.
Megan Mullally show.
They had the guy from Desperate Housewives, the one messing with Terry Hatcher right now, the plumber dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he saying about a movie he was just in, and I thought it was what he said, Chris Kattan, called Wanted Undead or Alive, a zombie western.
Interesting.
Well, I just hopped on Fabio's lap.
Now, we're here at the mall, and it seems like there's a lot of activity outside, undead activity, so that's the... Vanessa! Get Chips! Chips running outside!
No!
Sorry, Chips is pretty much going to be eaten alive, Vanessa, I hope. Vanessa, what are you doing? Don't go to the door!
What? They look like they need some help.
No, rant and rave about how you need Chips, Vanessa.
We got some chips.
Your dog Chips. Not potato chips.
Not the dog.
No. I need some Pringles, Greg. Bring me some chips.
Vanessa, don't you see what I'm doing? Dawn of the Dead, the dog Chips.
Yes, I know, but I forgot about the stupid dog.
Nice, Vanessa. Say you want you're hysterical. You want chips, and you open the door, and all the zombies come in.
Sorry,
Vanessa.
I forgot about the dog.
I'll mute my microphone.
Ready when you are, Vanessa.
What am I supposed to do?
You want to go outside and get chips.
You gotta say no chips. Come back, please. Come back.
Okay, gotcha. Just tell me when you're ready.
Just do it.
No chips. Come back. I gotta get my dog.
No, Vanessa. Don't open that door. You'll let all those zombies in.
Come back, Chips. Come here, boy. Come here, boy.
Vanessa, don't. Don't do it.
I gotta save Chips. Screw you.
Screw Chips, that stupid dog. It's gonna get us all killed.
Chips.
No, Vanessa, no! She's being eaten alive, Steven. Save her. Shoot faster. What are you doing? That's never gonna work. There's thousands of
them
coming
the
in the front
gun,
door.
Damn.
Jesus. Bill, unload on them. Get out of here! Get up the escalator! Quick, yes. Steven! Go! Go! They're everywhere! Run, run, run! Ah! Ah! I'm being eaten alive! This sucks! Steven, it's up to you. Come on, keep going.
It's up to...
Bill, please, come help! I'm up here!
Where?
Up on top, follow the escalator!
Okay, Bill, now... Bill, now you die.
Oh! They're eating me!
Say, Steven, say, I'll get you, bastards!
I'll get you, you bastards!
Now, there's only one chance, Steven. You, say, that's it. I've got a failsafe. I've got a nuclear bomb in my backpack. That's good.
That's it. What's with my life? That's it. I got a failsafe. Okay. That's it. I got a failsafe. Got this nuclear bomb in my backpack. Here, take this, you sons of bitches.
Awesome.
That's a weak bomb.
That's just an editing point. I'll add in a bomb.
That was a great bomb. It's like a fart.
That's an awesome bomb.
I need some chips.
I love that, but that's okay. You want chips? I need some chips. It's like, no, the dog chips.
That was so funny.
Oh my god.
Holy cow.
What?
I'm laughing at that.
My dog chips.
She's, come on. She's running out the door so she can go get.
But as when there's zombies outside, what do you want chips for?
I'm just really hungry.
She's trying to confuse the zombies.
Oh, man. That was great, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Good job.
A rescue helicopter has crashed. This is again going back to the looks like a Coast Guard type. Where's?
Oh, what happened?
I'm afraid Jonathan from Glowo, Yoda, and Beavis and Butthead are going to keep torturing us until you Bull arrives for our brainwashing.
Oh yeah, good idea.
Get to know it.
This is it, Credo. We're gonna die. Die, I tell you.
Woofy.
Control. You must run control.
Stop it, Butthead. Get out of here. I swear I'm going. I just can't take it anymore.
What are you doing, monkey?
Oh, cut it out. There's a couple of them.
Major issues.
Peekaboo! Thank you, drive through.
Oh, thank Chris, just knocked out Jonathan and Yoda.
Work is canceled? Cool.
Beavis and Butthead are escaping.
Look, Mick, the crash knocked the restraining bolt off the Eugene bot.
Yum, yum.
Hey, cut these ropes, Eugene bot.
Stop exploiting me.
Free at last. Hey, look! That car's full of chimps.
And those aren't just any chimps. They're the cast from Lancelot Link's Secret Chimp. I'm the president of their fame club.
Lance, it's Credo!
Tricked, eh?
That's right, Lance. The Mulberry water supply must not have affected you. Even a chimp is too smart for Scientology.
Yum, yum.
Thanks for cutting our ropes, Eugene Bot.
Now that we're free, maybe we can get a ride from those guys.
I've got an idea. I'll be back in a minute.
Credo, can I help?
Sure, but we have to hurry. Jonathan and Yoda will regain consciousness.
Okay, Eugene Bot. Help me replace the tachometer with this reverse E-meter.
That's crap!
I invented it by turning the batteries around and reversing the polarity. We can use it to scramble all the zombies' brains and clear a path towards the Mulberry Bill Library.
Raver Bill!
Your bull hasn't turned him yet, Eugene Bot. There's still time.
Okay, guys, let's get going.
Well, Jonathan and Yoda are waking up. Let's go!
Okay, guys, here's the plan. I'm gonna make the grand step out. I paid him a free brain on top of Jonathan's booty.
I see. So when they follow us and get to the overpass on the way to the library, the zombies on top of the bridge will see them jump down and tear them apart.
Just like the pizza guy at Jenny Craig's.
Now you're talking, Krito. You're okay, kid.
Oh my god!
If they help you, I will! Find your friend! Hurry, Krito, get going to the overpass!
Yup, yup.
Down, do you?
That crap!
Now, don't you try anything tricky. Do you hear me, Krito?
Go, go, Krito!
I'm uploading video. Check this out. See that?
Green Arrow showing Clark his porn, basically. Hey, check this out.
I think
out.
That was oh, him and Lois.
I'm going to bring over my little MP3 player I just got and fill it up with just the shows.
Oh, really? What kind did you get?
It came free with my headphones I bought.
Really? Oh, is it just like a little 1 gig or
yeah, something
512
like that.
Or
yeah.
Something like that? Cool.
Yeah, I bought a set of Bose noise reduction.
Oh, Bose, that's good. Herbie
yeah,
Hancock.
Bose. No highs, no lows.
It's like an orchestra in your fucking head. Get it out.
They're awesome, man. On the airplane, I mean, knocks out all the extra little
nice.
Ambient sounds.
Noise canceling.
I've always heard that the Sony ones are better than the Bose.
I've had both on it. I like the Bose better.
Well, Herbie Hancock is very happy.
Just the have price on him was too much for a pair of headphones.
He's Michael Winslow.
Have you ever seen the infomercials with Herbie Hancock for Bose?
No.
Oh,
no.
So you don't even know. You guys don't even know what I'm talking about. He does these. He's like, stereo is unnatural. And you know, I was talking to Bill before as I read this guy. He goes, how is stereo unnatural if you only have two fucking ears?
Yeah, stereo is as natural as you can get.
That makes no fucking sense.
You know what's unnatural? Herbie Hancock's music.
Yes,
that's unnatural.
You know what's unnatural is his videos.
Bill, say something witty before the music starts.
Well, okay.
Let me. Okay. There you go.
Jot down a joke real quick.
What the fuck do you want me to say?
Oh, I get it.
I've been scrubbing them real hard.
You know, they're not living up to their full potential, but something that maybe could keep keeping some people from listening to them is you go into iTunes and you see the episode length right off the bat, and your immediate reaction is, I don't have time to listen to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just
here's my question. Why the hell do they sound like they're on AM radio? I mean, it's like this washed out, like they're,
this,
you know.
This is a comment that I have about a lot of podcasts. Like they're talking about, you need to get a compressor. A lot of podcasts, they have all their equipment. You know, they get into it. Like, I got my mixer, I got my compressor and all this. The audio is flat. There's no life to it at all. It's totally flat. And you can say what you will about our show, and we have...
It sounds good.
It does. We have some life to our audio. I mean, oh, yeah, sure, you got to turn the volume, or I got to ride the volume. It's too loud. Turn it down. Just kind of midway. You don't need to. I don't know what you've done in your youth. Maybe you listen to Crunk Up a lot or something. But it's not that bad. It was a lot worse earlier. And I think we've gotten more of a hold on our audio. There's sometimes where we laugh real loud. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes that just happens. Okay. But this audio, like a lot of other podcasts, is very flat.
Listen. We're really doing a lot to tighten it up necessarily.
I agree.
I mean, one of the things that I noticed.
That's another thing. A lot of podcasts, Skype casts, just like we do, like Bill and Vanessa on Skype, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I listen to podcasts where everyone's on Skype, and it sounds really bad. And these people even have equipment. Maybe it's because they're running it through a mixer or something. I don't know.
I think so.
But stop telling me how long our show is.
Or maybe they just, I mean, because, you know, we do a stereo mix. Are they not doing a stereo mix?
I don't know. I mean, some shows sound really bad. Do you guys think this audio sounds good?
Throw all of their segments?
Sounds horrible.
Yep, we were going to talk about that.
They're pretty much consistently 30 seconds of instrumental music.
Yep.
And
right. Yep. Absolutely.
You're sitting there, and it's like, okay, is this... Yeah, it's like, okay, is this over yet? Is it, you guys gonna get back to talking?
Yeah, like, when do we get to the next stage? Yeah, exactly.
Right, and it's like, okay, I mean, if it was 10 seconds or if it was 30 seconds, but with them doing some sort of a skit or something like that, it might be a little better. But it just really, it almost stopped.
We don't do fucking skits, all right? I don't know what he's talking about.
But we should start doing skits.
If they're going to bring the funny, they need to do it consistently. What's this 30-second break from the funny? Bring the funny consistently over and over again. What's this break in music stuff? I don't understand. My brain is going to explode.
A really long sweeper.
Yeah. What am I,
and it's
on
like,
all the time?
Okay, when are you guys going to start talking again? And
Dude, it's 30 fucking seconds!
You rely a lot on some visuals.
30 seconds! Whoa, when are they going to start talking again? I don't know what to do. I don't understand.
What am I going to do with myself?
It's kind of a pet peeve of mine in general, leaving the mics open when something else is playing, because I spend more time trying to figure out what's going on, both because it's a visual thing that they're playing, and they're obviously watching it and laughing.
We're not watching it, fucko. It's an audio clip. We don't need to watch it. We have imaginations. We can imagine in our heads. I'm sorry everything has to be painted for you on the fucking wall.
But I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. There was one instance
I have an idea that you try to figure out a lot of things that are going on.
Television reporter who got beaten up. And
with a water bottle or whatever.
Right. And they didn't set it up. Either they didn't set it up or I missed them setting it up.
You probably missed it.
And all I hear is just...
I was masturbating while listening, so I missed that part.
And it took me a good two-thirds of the way through.
Yeah, they're laughing. How disgusting. How could they laugh at that? A reporter's getting attacked with a fucking water bottle.
It's not funny at all. It doesn't sound funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Figure out what's going on. And then I was in on the joke, but it's like... If I have to spend time figuring out what's going on, then I can't laugh along with them.
Dude, that is your fucking fault, dude, not mine. I can't, you know, you must be have this much intellect and this much a barometer of wit before you listen to the show. I can't do that. I'm sorry, you know. If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's the same thing, like, maybe he brings it up later about the...
And I'm sure we talked about the reporter before it happened. It's like, we did talk about...
We talked about it afterwards. I think we did a Mulberry News Break and then just went right into it. But that's another thing. There's a link on our show notes. You can watch the video. What is there not to get? The guy, the reporter sets it up. He talks about what happens, and then the lady attacks him or whatever.
It's a good time that it's infectious.
Exactly.
But I want to be able to be included in that, and sometimes I feel excluded because I can't see what's going on.
You're not allowed to listen anymore, dude. You're not allowed to listen. You're banned.
I hope you kill a fucking infection, you loud mouth.
And then actually let you listen to what happened and then talk about it. Or they're going to be Mystery Science Theater where they play something and then they talk over it and make fun of it, which can be very funny at times.
Yeah, and I think...
You can't do both because then you don't know what's going on and you can't actually know what they're talking about.
I agree, and I think that there's two ways to deal with it, I think. It's possible if they have a webcam to make it into a
video. I think you think too
much. No, you know what they do? He does something. He wants the deepness to come out of his voice. He does something to his mic.
where he has this deep voice. You know,
I have a deep broadcasting voice.
Hey, what radio station are you listening to?
I mean, that's one possibility.
There's no way this dude's voice sounds like this.
Absolutely 100% agreement with Steve, because it's a strange combination. On the one hand, these, you know, huge, these bumpers at the beginning and end, and these long music scenes that don't seem to lead anywhere are mixed in oddly with sort of cutting through shows. And I also felt that there was a lot of inconsistency there. Yeah. You know, on the one hand, for about, you know, six shows in a row, they'll make the same joke, which is, and then, you know, we'll find out what will happen on So You Think You Can Dance. And then they play this clip where they've obviously looped it, so it just goes over and over again. They're like, well, who cares who won on So You Think You Can Dance? And then Big Brother All-Stars, and they go through that, and they're like, well, who cares who won on Big Brother All-Stars? So they make the same joke five times.
Okay, here...
No, we only did it like twice.
Wait, here, I really have no fucking clue what
I don't either.
About.
I have no idea.
We did it twice.
We may say, I don't care. Wait, when he says they make the same joke, I'm not making a fucking joke. I'm saying that. We're talking about Big Brother, and I'm saying Mike Boogie is going to win most likely, so I've lost interest in that. I don't really care. But I'm not saying, hey, guys, just like last time and the last thing we talked about, I don't care about this too. You know, I'm not making a fucking joke. I'm just saying that. Every show we talk about, like this week we talked about Evangeline Lilly on Leno. Yeah, that's just a stupid audio clip. It's not meant to mean anything. It's just stupid. America's Top Model. I don't watch that.
You did the
Wife Swap.
Duets.
Celebrity Duets. It's just supposed to show you stupid shit on TV. Then we talk about our real shows like Smallville or Veronica Mars or whatever. I'm not making a joke every time. And I don't think this guy gets that. The So You Think You Can Dance thing, the joke was no one gives a shit about this stupid show. No one cares. And I did not make that joke again. Yeah, I say no one cares who wins Big Brother, but they don't care because the person we wanted to win isn't going to win.
Right.
We're more involved in that. So, I mean, I don't know what to say at that. He's really being nitpicky there. That's very nitpicky. Saying six shows, they made the same joke. Way exaggerating there.
Got to find shit to...
Yeah.
Talking about this obscure part of one show that I'm like, what? Why are we spending the time on this? I mean, it desperately needs editing. I mean, my opinion, it's got to get down to an hour. Because asking people to stick around for an hour and a half to listen to a show which doesn't... It's not like it's an hour and a half of tight material. It's almost like an hour and a half of raw material which needs to be edited down to an hour and a half.
How dare you, sir?
They talk to them to do that because they don't want to get rid of the feel of a live show. But the problem is it's not a live show, right? I mean, this is not a live stream. It's a recorded show.
Stop talking. You're in a near...
To me,
fuck.
You know, some of the jokes not being funny and everything else is undercutting.
Dude, I'm not fucking Soupy Sales over here. I'm not doing jokes. When the fuck do I do jokes? Hey, Steven, Rabbi walks
right
into
now.
A bar.
Quit joking around with me.
I'm not like, we're not doing stand-up here. What is he talking about?
Actually, I think they're at their funniest when they are commenting on things that are going on. But as Steve says, it's hard to be in on the joke with them sometimes because they're cutting so rapidly from thing
Everybody
to thing.
Else has that problem.
Or they're spending forever on something which they haven't set up previously. So I think they need to edit. I really do.
Or it's best week ever, but it's on the radio. So it's like,
yeah,
can't
exactly.
See
shut up, you
making fun of.
on the editing side for just a second, on a technical front, first of all, you could probably cut 5 to 10 minutes off just with, you know, the little flubs that you're doing as a live show. Like, there was one point where they were interrupting each other with sound effects, and you could clearly edit that out, and you could take out quite a bit of that.
Or,
you know, you listen to it and you say, oh, this joke didn't really work, let me cut that out. But another thing that you really need to do, especially because you have so many sound clips and you have so many people, you really need to keep the levels consistent.
Oh my God!
Why do they have to talk so
up?
Irritatingly what? Fast?
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I need Ritalin to listen to.
Okay, guys, we need to review Norm Mulberry. Let me set the egg timer now. Okay, the guy that is doing the guest review, he does a show called The Wicked Good Podcast. All right, you guys follow me? Wicked Good Podcast.
Wicked Good, gotcha.
So he's not only telling us his show is good, but it's wicked good, right?
Yes.
Wicked douchebag.
Let's listen to the Wicked Good Podcast. I want to hear how good this is.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
All right, kissing a little podcast pickle ass. I get that. A little bit of PodSafe music.
Wow, this is a long.
I don't understand what's going on.
You know,
what is this crazy music shit?
There's too much music.
We're 20 seconds in.
First of all, the subline here is it's witty observations and wacky misadventures from the heart of New England. Yeah, that makes me want
to
listen.
Hi there, and welcome to the Wicked Good Podcast, your weekly slice of life and misadventures from the heart.
Dude, I can't hear you. The music's louder.
I'm Maureen.
And welcome to episode number 20.
You know, I hate whenever I have to ride the volume.
I can count. Yep. Sort of.
Turn the music off. I can't fucking hear you.
And,
what's so wicked good about this?
Thank you for sticking with us. Really do appreciate it.
Huh?
And Happy New Year.
Dude, do you have a compressor or something? Can you mess with your volumes?
The Jewish New Year just finished up, actually.
That was 50 seconds of music.
We're recording a little later than normal, but...
With them talking over music, so you could barely hear them.
Instrumental by Chicago, apparently.
If or done any wrong, we ask you for your forgiveness. And
this is part of our preparation for.
This reminds me of that
Saturday
Night Live skit with the two women on the radio.
Though I'm sure that if we
Shvetty balls,
anybody, they probably wouldn't still be listening.
Well, here's another thing. Okay, what a lot of podcasts do, and I don't do. Every episode they do of the Wicked Good Podcast, he has a list, podcasts mentioned. So he lists the podcasts that he's mentioned on his show. Basically, he's kissing other podcasters' ass, right?
Right.
That's what a lot of podcasters do in the podcast communities. They all kiss each other's asses so they get airtime or whatever on each other's shows. Now, is there anything... Have you guys been hooked in yet?
If we happen to have offended you and you're still listening...
I'm not anymore. Sorry.
The clips were a lot lower than their voices, and they'll be listening to it with the mics open, and they're maybe not even saying anything, and just laughing along with it, but the laughing is so much louder than the clip that I can't hear what the clip is doing. So,
dude, that may be like...
Who gives a crap about the clip?
One or two clips or something. Like, the Star Wars clip where we were listening to the Phantom Menace, it was kind of low, and I noticed that on the show, but what can you do? We're already doing the show by then. We're like, hey, guys, stop. It's a little too low. And I think I've gotten a little bit of hand on this. This guy's weighing way too nitpicky.
We had to spend the entire time listening with our hand on the volume.
I had to ride the volume control because you would have these moments where they're just like, blah, ha, ha, and I was like, it would be painful. And I understand that's part of the shtick, too, you know, sort of laughing so you kind of clip it. That's also very Howard Stern-y.
I don't do anything on purpose.
You know what cracks me up about this? They have put so much thought into this review, and the funny thing is, we put absolutely no thought into the show. We just do it. There is no shtick. There is no planning. There are no bits. Everything is off the cuff.
Yeah.
You know, they put so much thought into this that they've actually created a show that doesn't sound anything like our show.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Jason has a broad outline of how we do it. You know, just the TiVo section, the entertainment, the news, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Very little of the show is planned. The only thing that's really planned on the show is clips. I know the clips that I'm going to play during the week. I pick them up during the week. You know, I'll say, hey, Bill, I need this and this and this that I couldn't get. And I make a little bit of notes. Like, I made notes today that just said, I wrote down the director of A Guide to Recognizing Saints. I wrote down the website to Upon Further Review. I wrote down what shows were premiering this week to remember to talk about. And that's it. I don't clip our laughter or whatever. I don't know what he's talking about there.
No, ha, 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 ha.
Wait, that's what they were saying, is that you add the laughter in?
I don't know what
they're
he's talking
that
about.
I think they're saying that it's our shtick
to
laugh
real
loud.
Loud
at things.
It is not. We're genuinely laughing when we laugh. I mean, you guys may notice this. I laugh at everything on the show just because I think it's funny, you know.
Normally when someone laughs, it's loud, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know what to do. Like, stuff like this, the So Sorry Bill, I like repetition sometimes, and I think it gets funnier the more it goes on. Other people, it drives them crazy, but I think it's funny. Now, some of the things he said, I know it's their shtick or whatever. I don't know what he's talking about there. So
it's unenjoyable. Can you imagine trying to listen to it in an iPod where you're just like up, down, up, down, up, down, up with a volume?
Every episode I listen to on the MP3 player, and it's not like that. I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe he has one from the dollar store.
I listen to it on level 10 or 12, and I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe he likes his maybe he's hard of hearing or something. I don't know.
He pipes it straight into his hearing, you know. Yeah.
He has,
canal.
Yeah, right
into your canal.
I've listened to it on my headphones on my laptop, and I've never had
it. And I was—I listened to it in a number of different environments.
But there's this guy's voice is kind of high, right?
It's the—it's the Micro Machines, man.
This guy's this guy's listened to our show everywhere, even on the space shuttle. Let's check it out.
Because it was so long. By the time I've got to it, I got to work. It's very jarring when you're trying. You're really concentrating on that clip, and all of a sudden,
he's more lively here than he is on his own fucking show. His fucking show. He like takes some kind of fucking Dramamine or something. I don't know what the hell he's taking.
But you're
concentrating trying to hear it.
Right.
So it definitely is kind of a jarring experience there.
Right.
No doubt about it. All right. So it's what do we want to say for a rating? I guess we can start with Clea and then me and then Steve, I guess. Clea, what do you want to say?
What kind of name is Clea?
Oh, wow.
Patra? Is that her middle name?
And I worry that they've gotten a little too comfortable because they're up to like 52 now. And they're having a lot of fun.
It's so comfortable here,
Steve. But I do think
that
they are quite talented, and I think that more people could get the benefit of them.
See, that was nice. She called us talented.
Yep.
So
she
I want to give
suck
him
my
a
ass.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's what I would have said too. I think that the show.
Dude, oh, don't think for yourself or anything after your wife talks. Whipped.
You know, kind of thing.
I mean, all of them. They all come up with the same score. It's like
an hour and a half.
None of them contradict each other.
Having said that, I do think there's potential, but there are a lot of funny parts that are in there. But they're just these gems you have to pick out of the larger mix. So I want to see more of the gems and not as much of the mix.
So basically, there's a few gems and a bucket of shit, is what he's saying.
I was thinking six as well. I think they definitely. They have a lot of potential.
Okay, do you guys realize they gave us a 666, the mark of the beast? I think that's a good thing.
Kernels of corn within a large turd.
They gave us a 666.
Like, yeah, I didn't this see show could be so much story. Better than it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's bad, but there's so much that they could do with it to really make it shine and really make it, you know, a really something
Paul's
I would look
turd.
Forward to every week.
Paul's
but there's, they just need to cut it down and get
Wait
it down to that essence
Christine, the
where
old man
everything
says you
is
can't
just laugh
turd.
A minute as opposed to, well, this is funny and then 20 minutes of this and then 10 minutes of this.
Right.
I think if they could just distill it down to the essence of the show and really get it to the point where it's...
This is a little bright. His voice is a little hot. They need a compressor.
Absolutely.
Fully distilled.
As well as the Wicked Good Podcast, absolutely.
Yeah, which is, well, I was going to ask about that. I was
Dude, if Vanessa laughed like that, she'd be off the show.
I can't hear them over her laughing.
Yeah.
And
it's fake
I was going to say, before we let you go, Steve, we need to ask very quickly about the two shows you do. You do Extra Points and Wicked Good, and do you want to give the websites and just a very quick...
Yeah, go fuck yourself. What the hell, Wicked Good? It's wicked boring is what it is. That was pretty clever. Zing!
Zing!
Thank you.
They've got a good idea. We should make Steven's breathing an entire other character. Someone that just sits in the background and breathes in an open mic.
And yawns.
The show could be so much better if we just tighten it up a little.
I'd give him something to tighten up.
So if we make it about 30 minutes like that VH1 Week in Review show, I think we'll be
good.
Should
see if you can cut this show down to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. 2 hours of talking down to 30 minutes.
We would talk like the Micro Machines guy.
Yeah. But when he's with his wife doing his Wicked Good show, he's like, Rosh Hashanah or something, and then we went on a picnic. Then I raped a squirrel.
So here we are in New England.
Now here's some pod safe music.
Please stop playing that. They have, you know who their listeners are? The people that they're reviewing their podcast.
Yeah, and then they stop listening the next week.
Yes, they listen
to
it once.
People like, no one cares about a podcast review, let's face it. Do you think anyone's like, I'm going to see what they said about this podcast? No one cares except the person who does the show.
Right.
Yeah. Cares.
It makes for great material, though, to...
Yeah, we can start reviewing a podcast a week. The only reason we don't is because I know no one would fucking listen. I go, did you guys check out the Wicked Good podcast? No. What about you, Steve?
I tried. I got 5 minutes in and had to kill it.
What about you, Bill? Did you check out Wicked Good this week? All right, just fuck our podcast review section of the show. You know, it'd just be like that. We couldn't do it, could we?
No.
No.
And no one would want us to. The only people who listen to podcast review are other podcasters who that's their show, you know?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yes, because they made the show so interesting to listen to.
After that promo, if I heard that promo didn't know what our show was, like, what the fuck was that? Like, get out of there, it's a trap. What the hell? I mean, I wouldn't know what our show is, would you guys?
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell that was all about.
It's like, why are they
playing that?
even if you list me on your podcast we talked about, I still wouldn't listen to your show. We talked about this show. Maybe they'll now see this, and now they'll listen, and we'll get into the podcast click. You know, the best thing, do you remember cliques in high school? Did you ever want to be in a clique? Cliques are assholes. Don't be in a clique. Be on the outside. And I'm not
That's where the cool people are.
I'm not saying that I don't want our appeal. I'm not saying I don't want our show to appeal to a mass audience or anything. I would like a lot of people to listen. But at the same time, I don't want to be lumped in with a lot of, you know, I don't want to be us to be a run-of-the-mill show. I don't want to play pod-safe music and intro it in. And
you don't want to be
have
the
stale,
soup.
I don't want to have
There's
stale,
already a show called The Soup. There's already a show called The Week in Review. There's already a Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a stale-sounding audio. I'd want our show to be different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't. That's what she's. They're saying, you know, be Mystery Science Theater or be The Week in Review. There's already those shows. We're ourselves.
Yeah, well, they're saying we already do that anyway. We need to
choose. Mix the two is what she's saying. Well, that's original.
Yeah.
They're just looking way too deep.
I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, they're being way too nitpicky.
You know, if they want us to be Mystery Science Theater, then go watch Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I don't love MST and I love what those guys do, but I'm no way in hell would say, okay, guys, let's MST this clip.
The only time we ever talk over any clip is whenever there's some corny dialogue or bad music.
Yeah, like the...
We don't go out of our way to talk over clips.
No, we don't. The Guide to Recognizing Your Saints, we stayed silent during that. The only time we commented is choirs in every single trailer that comes out. But I don't know. Some people just don't get it. And do I really think, like, one of the things the guy said in his email is, like, you know, it's your choice. Do you want your show to be more appealing, i.e. listen to our suggestions, or do you want to just do what you're doing with your silly little show and no one's listening?
He actually wrote that?
No. I'm paraphrasing. But what I'm saying is...
Still, even if you're paraphrasing it, that's what he meant.
Right.
Do we want our show to be more listenable?
Yeah, and our show is more listenable than their show. I'm sorry, I know I'm biased, but it's true.
Fuck you, Mr. English professor. Eat my ass.
Do you guys... I mean, seriously...
It's perfectly fine the way it is now. You know what? Yeah, we have our audio issues.
And we don't sound scripted. Because we're not, obviously.
I would say most people could really get into the show... If they don't watch the TV shows, yeah, fine. Skip to the news and listen to news, cult news, DVDs. Just listen to the first part of the show, maybe the movie part. Skip over the TiVo stuff.
And, us five working on this show.
That's what makes our show so fun is that we aren't scripted. We have a basic outline
fun.
Of what we do, and we have fun doing it.
Maybe early on the show, was a little too serious, but learned to loosen up. It was nothing to take seriously. It's better not to prepare that much for us to just start in. You know what I mean?
It's like, I mean, you probably could tell when Vanessa's not here. You can tell when Bill's not here.
We have a certain dynamic when all four is, and it throws me way off. Like the episode, Vanessa, you missed because you went to the movies. The next week when you came back, it threw me way off. It like gets me off. Like when all four of us here, it's a good dynamic that we get used to, and then one of us gone, and the next week it's like, oh, fuck, what the hell? How do I balance this again?
Yeah, so you can tell when somebody's missing. So it's like, the next week is like Bill and I will step on each other. Bill and Vanessa will step on each other. Because you're not getting into that rhythm like we were.
I'll be the first to admit we do our show for the people who've been listening for a long time because there's shit people will not get if they're listening for the first time. You know,
We do our show because it's fun that we can talk to one another for 2 hours.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
like
weekend.
It's just like I say, not like that we're not friends, but you know, it's friends getting together to talk.
Yeah, we're not doing bits like they think we are. I'm not trying to make a joke a minute or anything. We're just kind of chilling.
I mean, do they not understand that I've never met any three of you, but I feel like I've known you my entire life?
Yeah.
They don't understand anything about our show. And I'm trying to driving the car and I'm riding the volume. It just gets booming laughter, and then I think about the rock outside on the ground, and where did it come from? It's like, what? What the hell is she talking?
Contemplate the meaning of life.
All right, guys. Love you. Much love.
Oh, yep.
Time to go.
Yeah, even the after show is too long.
Yeah. They do this little sideshow called After the Show. It's too long, too. And you know what? The volume levels are fucked up on that. They had a clip from The Mummy Returns. There's and this, that's my favorite movie. I don't like them making fun of that.
There's this clicking noise every few 15 minutes.
Yeah, the clicking. It really gets on my nerves. It's not as wicked good as my show.
Anybody that uses the term wicked good can kiss my ass.
Yeah, the only thing I know of is, like, take a wicked shit, and that's not really a good thing to come and take a dump on my show.
Listen to my show. It's wicked good.
Box office poison.
Whoa, that was one heck of a car crash. Do you see any sign of Dark Jonathan or Undead Yoda? I wouldn't count those two out yet. Eugene Bot, see if you can override the security and get us in there.
Yup, yup.
Krito, can I help? Yeah. Now you're talking, Krito. You're okay, kid.
Get in there, Krito. Remember to take the safeties off. Ready? Go! Hold it right there, Carl Monday. This interview's over.
We saw you driving. Does it matter? Hey, Bubba. Now, back off.
Look, Krito. Over in the corner. It's Bubba Bot. And he's got a cheerleader hostage.
I'm sorry.
Vanessa?
I'm about ready to kill you.
Oh no! He broke Vanessa's neck!
You don't seem to care, huh?
That's it! You're dead meat, Monday! Oh! She can't die!
Gee, I think.
Man, you're weak! 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 Weak!
Look out, Krito! That was a distraction! They hired K-Fed to kill us!
I love rapping.
Froggy? Make that a frog. Yum, yum.
The presents got shot open. It's a bunch of unused concert tickets and a bunch of tear-soaked divorce papers. We have to rescue the cheerleader, Krito. It's the only way to save the world. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a library at all. It's another hatch, like the one Tom Cruise was in. Look, that monitor shows the real library. And check it out, Mike Cooper's surfing the internet. Ugh, I'm turning that one off. What in the heck is he doing? He's bent over and gripping his butt cheeks in front of a photo of Katie Holmes. I think he's making his butt talk. Here, let me turn up the volume.
Will you marry me?
Oh, that's just gross.
You complete me.
Look, Krito, I'm the monitor above it. It's you, Bull.
I fight you.
Are you proud of yourself, you bull? Using your horrid films to destroy the minds of the weak and turn them to Scientology?
I felt almost that. I want to fight you, you, and you, and you.
Hello, how are you today?
Krito, it's Miss Cleo, the famous psychic. Miss Cleo, are you the Oracle who will guide us to you, Bull?
Yep. What do you want to ask me, darling? Can I please have your first name? All right, and what city are you calling me from? I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
Look, Credo, a drawer just opened. There's a red pill and a white pill in it.
All right, go ahead.
You take the red one, and I'll take the white one. Ah. Hey, these aren't pills. They're good and plenty.
I love you. Yeah.
It's two more hatch doors. We missed them during all the action.
I was bedraggled.
Close the door! Look, Credo, the other door is unlocked. That must be where Carl Mundy and Bubba Bot escaped through when they kidnapped Vanessa.
Vanessa?
Get out of my way, sucker!
Music, it goes on forever. What the fuck is going on?